Resilience is not the province of only those who are born with a certain set of innate skills. Research is clear resilience can be exercised and strengthened in three ways. First, by building cognitive and emotional awareness. Second, by nourishing your connections and social support. And third, by practicing self-care. And so we designed Resilience Circle specifically around these three skills, not to teach them as intellectual concepts, but to practice them and integrate them into new routines of work. So first, around developing cognitive and emotional awareness, you know, we often think leaders are supposed to be stoic, just take it, bear the load bravely, but leaders who don't acknowledge or know how to manage their own emotions or those of others eventually do have to come to terms with those feelings. So in resilience circles, we routinely use tools like the mood meter from the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence to practice naming our emotions, to map the emotional tenor of the group. We utilized the ruler process for figuring out what to do with our emotions, especially with those negative emotions. Second, around nourishing connections and social support. You know, too often our organizational cultures are adversarial or at best sort of superficial and collegial. So we engaged the group of principals and central office staff in resilience circles in really thoughtfully curated groups to explore identity, to uncover new connections among people who had known and worked together for literally decades. You know, you think you know everything about each other, but what we found is that many of us are not truly known or seen in our fullness when we're with our colleagues. Finally, we practiced a variety of self-care strategies. They completed a self-care inventory. We practiced Kristen Neff's mindful self-compassion. We did out loud collaborative journaling. We had read-alouds. And it takes a minute for folks to allow themselves to be present in these experiences. We're so socialized to feel that it's an indulgence or an excessive luxury to just experience moments of enjoyment and restoration. So we had to design in multiple brief exposures to these experiences to begin to break down those assumptions and those associations we make that self-care somehow is a luxury. And we really had to do that to have any hope that these practices will show up after the fact in new routines in the organization. And that certainly was our hope, that this work would not merely be left up to individual leaders to figure out how do they do this on their own time. Our hope is that doing this together, integrating it into new meeting agendas, creating sanction time for it, so that folks are engaging together in corporate self-care. That's how we build sustainability in this work.